Welcome to Backbone, a podcast by the BF Goodrich Garage. I'm your host, Andrew Huang. Now, BF Goodrich Tires doesn't really need an introduction. This brand is synonymous with iconic products and iconic moments, from radial TAs to all-terrains to championship wins in Baja. But there's more to BFG than just tires. Because as good as those tires are, BFG's legacy was built by people. On this season of Backbone, we'll be talking to the people whose grit, guts, and gumption have defined this brand and continue to do so. Backbone is dedicated to the enthusiast community, the builders, racers, and gearheads that put their lives and reputations in the hands of BFG rubber. Let's dive in. Over the next two episodes, we're going to be talking about grassroots racing. That's something core to BF Goodrich's ethos. While BFG had and continues to have top-tier racers in the fold, the little guy doesn't get overlooked. There are still tons of ways BFG supports an entire community of racers. Here to share the brand perspective is Peter Calhoun.
Good morning, my name is Peter Calhoun. I'm the Motorsport Marketing Manager for BF Goodrich Tires. I am part of the motorsports team globally for BF Goodrich and Group Michelin, but I have direct responsibility for our motorsport activations in North America, which includes Canada and Mexico and the U.S. I've been with BF Goodrich formally since March of 2011, been in the same role for 8-plus years now. But my affiliation with the brand really goes back to my own racing endeavors in the early 1990s. When Team TA was around, I was coming out of college, I was doing autocrossing, SCCA Pro Solo, and I had a partnership with BF Goodrich Tires back then, helped with the development of the R1 tire back in the day, and took a little sabbatical from participation for a while, but made my hobby my career.
Peter's an important guy because he runs point on who and what BF Goodrich Tires supports in the motorsports arena. He's a relationships guy.
What do I do? In simple terms, I help define the who, what, and where we race. I make sure that where we are racing is in alignment with the brand on initiatives, that it's authentic, it's credible, and seek out partners to help us deliver those messages and help with product development also. The one example I use, and people sort of laugh, is that, I say we will never go swamp buggy racing. We do not make tires for that type of sport. It wouldn't be authentic and credible to what we've built over the past 45 years, starting in the early 1970s with the radial TA, the mid-1970s with the all-terrain TA. Those are where our ultra-high performance and our off-road programs really evolved out of, developing consumer products through competition, showcasing our technologies, our performance, our toughness. And we remain that today. When we go racing, it's going to be on a product that we design, engineer, and produce. And it's going to help us ultimately deliver better consumer products.
As Peter alluded to earlier, he's a road racer and autocrosser at heart. He didn't necessarily make it to the highest levels of competition, but that means he was and remains someone with a soft spot for grassroots motorsports.
Yeah, so my story is interesting in that I was always a car enthusiast, since I was a little kid. I had matchbox cars and slot cars, and I vividly remember going to my first race with my father, because my father was into cars and racing as a fan. But as my education progressed and I was looking at majors in college, I majored in marketing so I could go racing.
How did that figure into?
Well, I had been starting to do a little autocrossing in college. Everybody's got dreams, aspirations when they're a teenager and young adult of what they want to do for a career. And I'm like many of them, like, it would be pretty cool to be a professional race car driver. But as you said, it's an expensive endeavor. But I realized there's also a business side to this sport. So I majored in marketing so I could progress my own racing as a hobby. Because you still need partners and everything as a hobby to keep your out-of-pocket expense minimized. So I majored in marketing, but my focus was always on automotive. It was always on the automotive aftermarket. So since I was 19 years old, I have worked in the automotive aftermarket. I've worked in shops as an apprentice technician. I've worked in retail service repair. I've done marketing, purchasing, supplier negotiations. So I have a pretty broad just business background because I've always worked for small and mid-sized companies, but it was always around automotive with my personal racing on the weekends being a complementary part of it. So come 2009, when the recession hit, I'd been laid off from the company I was with, who ultimately went out of business 6 months later. And I ended up working at a race sanctioning body, SCCA Pro Racing, managing a race series for Volkswagen. Did that for a year or so. And then Michelin came knocking on my door after an OE, original equipment manufacturer, had been in Greenville for some meetings. So it's a business where relationships are important. Don't burn your bridges. You never know who can be your friend the next day. But an OE opened a door for me here in Greenville, and been here since March 2011.
As anyone knows, the longer you're part of the enthusiast community, the smaller it gets. Faces become names, and names become friends. Peter is no stranger to that phenomenon. Mike Jr. Johnson, a member of the BF Goodrich performance team who we'll hear from in a later episode, is one of the folks that Peter got to know through amateur racing.
The way Mike and I became friends, and Mike ultimately became a part of the BFG ambassador team, is through competition. We knew each other through SCCA Autocrossing. He ended up working for a school, an autocross driving school that I was affiliated with as an instructor also, and we've been friends for 20 plus years now.
Of course we had to ask, who's the better driver?
So Mike and I never competed head-to-head, which is interesting. It's been a couple years now, but the last few years since I sold my race car, I actually did co-drive with him. So I was known as the tire warmer. I went out and got his car ready for him so he could go out and smack one down. So I will give it to Mike if we're in a big car like a Corvette or something that we were driving together the last few seasons. If we went and put in a little formula car, which I was most recently in when I had my own car, tables might be turned, but Mike's a good guy, and say we've known each other a long time.
Peter's friendship with Mike is basically a microcosm of how BFG works within the grassroots community. The brand is a contributor, a partner in the community. It's not just there to reap the benefits of being in the spotlight.
BFG is a grassroots brand. We're an enthusiast brand. We're an enabler. We bring products, as I was saying earlier, that enable that enthusiast to do what they're passionate about, and it starts at the foundation is grassroots, at the club level, the hobbyist, the guy that's what he does on the weekend. He doesn't go golfing or play tennis. He goes out and drives his car, drives his Jeep, drives his truck. Now, if you look at our desert racing programs, though, the trophy trucks get the most notoriety because they're the most visible, they're the fastest, they're most expensive, they're the most famous drivers. It's the little guy that makes the sport. It's the little guy that fills out the field. It's the little guy why we have a pit support program in Baja and in Beston Desert in the U.S. It's because those guys could not go racing, not only without our tires, but without our support. They need our pit support. They need our contingency support, so they might get a little reward for their results. They need our technical support. We have engineers on site. They're able to help them with air pressures and, if it's muddy out, if they need to add some cuts to the tires, and if we're talking off-road. In the pavement world, we've been longtime supporters of Sports Car Club of America, SCCA, where Mike and I competed, and NASA, the other amateur grassroots association, where we offer, contingency programs to reward them with product for their results over the course of the year. So we stay engaged with those enthusiasts. Some of them will grow on to professional careers, but the majority of them, they say it's their hobby, it's their passion. They just love their cars and trucks.
Peter mentioned pit support earlier, and it truly is one of the more visible ways in which BFG is there for the little guy.
Yeah, so BF Goodrich Pit Support, it really is a unique program, and it was started decades ago by our friend Bob Bauer when he was with BF Goodrich Motorsports back in the Akron days. What is really unique about it is, number one, it's free. It is no cost to a BFG customer. If you are racing on BF Goodrich tires at any score, or Best in Desert Race, King of Hammers, we also support, and UTV World Championships, it is free. The big events, you need to sign up in advance. We'll have it up on bfgoodrichracing.com, and Jackson Motorsports, our off-road distributor. They'll have a link and you sign up online, but it is absolutely free. And we will do everything from simple refueling. You provide the fuel and the jugs, we'll refuel. Tire changes, light fabrication, we'll have first aid on site. In Mexico, we'll have translators on site. But it is really a unique program because we are providing it as a complementary component to our customers so they can go race. Again, being an enabler to allow them to go race, especially in Mexico, where the logistics really become mind-boggling for the first-timers down there. You know, it's very spread out. There's language barriers. The terrain is difficult. The highway transportation is difficult. So we can make that process a lot easier with our pit support and mapping services.
BFG Pit Support essentially takes care of the things that might complicate and intimidate an amateur race team.
Not only complicate and intimidate, but just the investment. Equipment that you do not need to invest in, whether it be chase vehicles or, you know, refueling equipment, fabrication equipment, because we have it there. You know, perfect example is Brad and Roger Lovell. They've been with the brand for years. They started out as rock climbers and went Ultra 4. And they experienced Baja through BF Goodrich and our Baja Challenge team for a few years at the Baja 1000. Well, this year, Brad and his brother have gone out and bought a 6100 spec trophy truck, which is construction-wise, it's basically a trophy truck but with a spec engine. But when Brad is going racing in Mexico, he's using BFG Pit Support. You know, just the infrastructure to go from a short course team and a rock crawling team to go race in the desert, it just has enabled him to do it quicker and less expensive than if he were to do it all on his own.
That kind of cost savings is huge for smaller mom-and-pop race teams. If you can spend fewer dollars on just showing up, then you can spend more dollars on the actual preparation and racing.
Yeah, it's meant for the little guy, the family-run team. You know, will Rob McCachran and Cameron Steele and the McMillan sign up for BFG Pit Support? Yes, they will sign up at every event for what we call emergency services. So if they have something and they're in between their own pits or they need something quickly, they can pull into BFG pits and we'll know they're coming through our radio frequencies. But those guys you just mentioned, the family operations, the guys starting out, the guys just getting their feet wet, that's where we can really help. And if you're not using BFG, you either incur that expense on your own and try to do all the logistics and everything else on your own with little knowledge in many cases, or you're signing up with an outside service who's going to have a fee attached to it. And the fee isn't significant. It's not like you're paying $100. I mean, for a 1,000-mile race, it could be $1,000 or more. So we can also be a cost savings for those little guys like that. And we do that in SCORE, and that's sort of what I've been emphasizing here. But we do it for all the best in the desert races out on the West Coast also, in Arizona and Nevada. UTV World Championships, we've been out there for the last few years. And that's, again, another example. The UTV market, because it's new and growing, a lot of the teams are, I would say, immature in that they don't have the infrastructure behind them to do longer races like that that require pit support. So we can help them. We can teach them, too. So as they do grow and mature as teams and drivers, they know what they need for equipment. They know how to operationally do them. And again, it's sort of a mentoring role that we can have long term.
While pit support might be what BFG is most known for, off-road motorsports isn't the only arena where the brand shows up.
For SCCA Autocrossing, is probably our most important grassroots initiative because it's really, at the end of the day, it's where we started. Go back to the 70s with the Radial TA or 80s when Comp TA was out and evolved into the R1. Autocrossing is the most accessible form of competition for anybody in America, bar maybe bracket drag racing. Autocrossing is very accessible. It's more accessible than UTVs that we were talking about a few minutes ago. Because autocrossing, you can run your daily driver, sports car, sports sedan, and you're going to go out to a big parking lot somewhere, in an arena, at an airport somewhere, and you know, there'll be a couple hundred people out there chasing around cones for 45, 60 seconds at a time. It's just very accessible and affordable. at the entry level point. Once you get into national level competition, the price and performance rises incrementally, and that's how I know Mike Johnson for 20 years, because we both raced at a very high level in SCCA solo and pro solo. But autocrossing today, our feature product is the GeForce Rival S. We brought that tire out in 2015, and we do have contingency programs in place for SCCA solo and pro solo on the national level and their national championships. And what a lot of people don't realize, solo national championships, which are Labor Day week in Lincoln, Nebraska, it is actually our largest enthusiast engagement of the year annually. There will be, last year there were just shy of 1,400 people out there competing. So 1,400 drivers on site like that. And we were, in 2018, we were about 44% of the street class drivers were on BF Goodrich Rival S tires in last year. So we support that through contingency programs with product. At those events, we were awarded tens of thousands of dollars of tires annually through those programs. And again, it's been a good initiative to re-entrench ourselves with that audience to build advocacy for our brand. The other thing we do on SCCA and NASA is club road racing. So the same circuits the Pro Series are going to run, everything from Road America and Sebring, Michelin Raceway, Road Atlanta, where we support those classes that are running on a DOT R-compound tire, which would be our GeForce R1 or R1S. And they're production-based race cars. They start out as street cars. They're converted to race cars. So think your Miatas, BMWs, Mustangs, Civics, that sort of thing. Our GeForce R1 tire was relaunched in 2008 commercially, after a little hiatus, after our success in the 90s. And we introduced R1S in 2012 commercially. It's a great tire. Long lasting, very consistent and balanced performance. And we support those programs with contingency with both those sanctioning bodies through product support also.
Now, obviously, BFG isn't alone when it comes to tire manufacturers that show up at events, especially larger ones like King of the Hammers. However, there is something BFG does better, and it ties back to what the TA guys talked about in our first episode.
Manufacturer involvement from the tire side and supplier support continues to grow every year. You'll see probably 8 different tire companies on site there, but providing very similar type services, mounting, balancing, maybe some on-site tire sales. Very few, if any, have the level of engineering support that we provide.
What does engineering support look like?
So any event where we have a tractor trailer present that involves competition, we will have a Michelin engineer, BF Goodrich engineer, on site. They will be a full-time Michelin employee, and they are there to provide technical support to the community, to the competitors. And it could be everything from air pressures on the simplest of levels, though air pressure is not a simple question, the correct product solution in some disciplines, most prevalent in off-road, where we would have multiple products on offer to make sure they have the correct product for what they're competing in and the terrain they're competing on, but also can help with cutting, sizing, you know, anything related to just general tire questions that they may have. We will have a tire engineer on site that's a professional to be able to answer those, because the internet can be a beautiful thing. There's a lot of information that was not out there 20, 25 years ago. But when it comes to tuning your vehicle, it can be your worst enemy. And I say that because there's just a lot of bad information out there. And to be able to have a one-on-one conversation with a tire engineer on site and answer your questions and get rid of some of the fallacies that are out there, you can learn more in a 10-minute conversation than you could in hours and hours of, you know, browsing, searching and browsing forums. Yeah, there's just a lot of bad information out there. And that's true, I say, again, of any discipline we go to. So if we're in solo nationals in Lincoln, we'll have the design engineer for Rival S on site. If we're in Baja, we'll have the design engineer as well as a complimentary technician for the series. when we go to MX-5 Cup weekends with Mazda, where we have one next weekend at Road America, which is entry-level professional racing, we'll have engineers on site. Even though it's a control series, all the cars are the same, all the tires are the same. When you have 32, 36 cars out there, there's 36 different ideas on what to do. And we can dispel those things and get them in the right window for pressures and temperatures and camber settings, alignment settings. So we are the expert on site, and it should be used just like they would use their own chief mechanic, their own chief engineer, depending on what level their program is, and be considered a complementary team member. You know, any information that we provide them, confidential, it's a one-on-one conversation. We don't go sharing it with everybody, and they have that confidence with us as a supplier, as a vendor, will help ensure our credibility.
But what happens when the checkered flag falls, the semi gets packed up, and the racers go home? For BFG, it's not just about showing up on the day of. Those race day relationships continue in the form of mentoring.
Well, there are similarities, but there are also differences depending on where somebody is on their, I'm going to say career path, though it is a hobby for many, like I mentioned. How we work, mentor, nurture a 15 or 16-year-old that's just starting out in the sport compared to somebody that's been there for 30-plus years is obviously different. And we have different expectations of what we'll get out of those relationships, those partnerships. Where BFG can help nurture and mentor the hobbyist, the semi-professional driver, no matter if they're 16 or 36, is through some of those programs I mentioned earlier. Pit support in the desert, contingency support, product support. We can be an enabler by providing them product, first off, to do what they want. But we can also help nurture those relationships. I will continually use the word partner, not sponsor, is that in the old days, traditional sponsorship was very one direction. And it was an annual thing. You'd give somebody cash, product, whatever. A year later, they'd call you back. Hey, I want XYZ. I had your sticker on my car. Let's do it again. Today's day and age, there needs to be an ROI, a return on the investment from both parties. We can help that person with product, as I mentioned earlier, to go racing. They'll get some results. But we also have a shared responsibility to promote each other. You know, as you'll see on the BFG social channels, a couple of years ago, we started doing something Motorsport Monday. So every Monday on our social channel, we'll have a post about what happened in our competition activities over the prior weekend. Yeah, the bigger names, the bigger properties will get focused, but some weekends it's going to be something smaller. And the everyday guy will get some shared love out there.
The fact of the matter is that BF Goodrich is in it for the long haul. It's not about making a quick cash grab or capitalizing on the sudden popularity of a sport. For over 40 years, BFG has been there for the little guys, and through that time has been evolving how it can continue to support the little guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing, especially in the dirt right now for 40 plus years, one thing that differentiates BF Goodrich from some of our competitors, there's a lot of companies out there that make good, compelling product, but what separates people, brands, is the people behind it and their loyalty to the program. So BFG's always been loyal to that customer base. And what I mean there is we have everything from a $750,000 trophy truck, like we talked about earlier, to a guy that's in a class 11 stock Beetle. And we have tires for all those solutions. We're not just supporting the big guy because that's what gets the most visibility, notoriety, but those guys that are in the smaller sportsman classes, you know, we still have product for them. We still have contingency support for them. Perfect example right now in the last 4 or 5 years is just this explosive growth of the UTV side-by-side market. It has just, you know, snowballed through multiple different disciplines. Anywhere there's off-road racing, there's glass for UTVs now. Everything from desert to rock to rally to short course, there's UTV. We, BF Goodrich, were the first company to come out with a dedicated UTV tire as a mainstream, you know, tier one tire brand in the off-road segment. You know, traditionally, most of the tires within that category have been from tier three, tier four brands coming out of Southeast Asia. But we're the first brand name that people has consumer recognition in that category. It's been immensely successful for us, both on the race side and more recently on the consumer side with the KM3 UTV tires. but it's something that really is a growth opportunity for the entire off-road community. Yeah, our personal investment is in tires, but UTVs are what is really keeping the lights on at power sports dealers. Nowadays, the motorcycle industry has never come back from the recession. It came back a little bit and it's flattened out. You know, watercraft isn't as strong as it was. Snow, if you're in the northern tier, isn't as strong as it was. UTV has become, you know, sort of the all-terrain vehicle in that segment. And you're seeing it with manufacturer investment, too. Yeah, absolutely. It's accessible. Because not only are they out there in dealerships, you can walk into a dealership on a Saturday morning. You can walk out at, you know, a few hours later. There, you can finance them if you so choose, unlike building a custom-built race truck. But it's accessible when you figure all the major manufacturers out there now with Polaris and Can-Am and Yamaha and Kawasaki. Now Honda's just entered it. The Honda's actually manufactured in South Carolina of all places. So you have big companies out there and they're accessible no matter if you're in the Southeast or in Southern California or Mexico or Europe or Australia. Side-by-sides are accessible. And it allows families to participate. It's become very family oriented, for recreational use. And then there's competitive outlets for it also. So the UTV market is going to continue to grow. Again, and it's an area where BFG has been an early adapter, as far as the mainstream tire companies, tier one tire companies go.
This focus and dedication to grassroots racing, it's not a fluke. It's part heritage and part culture and all that has to do with the people. Peter might be the man behind BF Goodrich Racing, but he's first and foremost a grassroots racer. He's a part of the community he serves. After all, it's a lot easier to make the case for something that you love. Thanks for listening. On the next episode of Backbone, we'll hear from some of the racers Peter supports. After all, you can't talk about grassroots racing without talking to some racers. Until next time.